we're in Yehi Chavod, and since the pasuk says Rama Kol Goyim Hashem Al Hashemayim Kavodo, so the Siddur Agra we started saying yesterday quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, which also attributes the word Ram to the perspective of the Goyim when they look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Ram, lofty above, high and removed almost, so to speak. Hashem b'tzion gadol v'ram hu al kol ha'amim. That's a pasuk in Tehillim Tzadi Tet. Hashem b'tzion gadol. For Klai Yisrael he's gadol, but for the Goyim he's Ram. V'ram hu al kol ha'amim. And the Siddur Agra explains the difference like this, that let's say the sun and the moon and things like that, they have an effect on the earth, but the earth doesn't affect them back. So we could say about the sun and the moon that they're Ram. They're high above, and they send their effect down to earth. When we don't use that word for Klai Yisrael, instead we use the word Gadol, it's because we want to show that it's not removed, that it because it both has an effect, and it's affected. Meaning, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael the reins to the world, so to speak, and they could bring about Kavod Shemayim into this world, the recognition of Kavod Shemayim into this world, and affect all of creation. So therefore, both HaKadosh Baruch Hu affects them, but they also affect His creation back. And that's something that was only given to the Jewish people to be able to do, and that's why for them, He's not Ram, above and removed, but He's Gadol. Okay. Now, the next pasuk we have over here actually ties very much into this week's parsha. The pasuk says now that we bring. By the way, in Yehi Chavod, we said that every pasuk is from somewhere else in Tehillim. It's not. There's no two pasukim, I don't think, that are in order from where they're found in Tehillim. So this next pasuk of Hashem Shimcha LaOlam, Hashem Zichrocha LaDor VaDor. That's a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hey, pasuk Yud Gimel. Hashem Shimcha LaOlam, Hashem Zichrocha LaDor VaDor. And that's very reminiscent of a pasuk in this week's parsha, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu about his name, Zesh Shmi LaOlam, in Parsha Shmos, Zesh Shmi LaOlam, V'zeh Zichri LaDor VaDor. Over there too, in the Chumash, we see that the shame of Hashem is LaOlam, and the Zecher of Hashem is L'dor V'dor. Right? The pasuk by us is Zeh Shmi La'olam, Zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. And the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun, explains what we mean by that. That the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we know is Yud, and then a He, and then a Vav, and then a He. And that's Shem Hashem. And that's La'olam. That always is and always will be. But it's La'olam, meaning it's hidden. Olam from the Lashon Alam, Ne'alam, hidden. We don't see now in this world how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. We don't see the aspect of Yud Kei, Vav Kei, of revelation of Hashem within this world. So therefore, whenever we see His name written, we don't read it out as it's written. We don't pronounce it as it's written, Yud Kei, Vav Kei. We say Ado, and then Noi. So that's the Zecher of Hashem. That's how we mention Hashem. We see the word, and that's going to be His name forever, even after the Geula comes. V'zeh Zichri, but the way that we mention Him in the meantime is only L'dor V'dor. In the meantime, in the generations of this world right now, until the final Geula comes, then He has a Zecher, the way that we mention Him. We mention Him with the name Ado, and then Noi, even when we see the Shem Hashem over there. But there will come a time that we're also going to pronounce the name of Hashem. That's based in a pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yud Dalet, which says, "Bayoma hu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad." That on that day, yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad. What do you mean His name will be one? The way that it's written and the way that you pronounce it is going to be the same. You are going to pronounce the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why is that significant that right now we can't pronounce it and then we could pronounce it? The fact that we can't pronounce it now is because we're not experiencing it and we don't see it. We don't see Hashem revealed in an obvious way within this world. The fact that one day we will be able to pronounce it as it is because we will see it. That we will be able to experience so to speak, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei, running the world in a revealed and obvious way. We won't have that separation between what we know in our head and what we see an experience. That's part of what we mean when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is referring to that time that he'll be Echad, that we'll see him not just the way that we, not in a hidden way, we'll see him in an obvious and revealed way. Then we have the Pasuk that's from Tehillim Kuf Gimel, Pasuk Yitet. And Hashem Bashamayim Hechin Kiso, Kadosh Baruch Hu set his throne in the heavens, Umalchuso Bakol Mashala. And his Malchus, though, reigns over all of the world. So two different ways to look at this Pasuk that I saw. One is that Kadosh Baruch Hu sets his throne in the Shemayim, meaning in the heavens, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu being revealed. The Malachim see HaKadosh Baruch Hu being revealed in an obvious way. That's what it means that he put his throne up there. They see him as being king. They experience him in a real way. But that doesn't take away from the fact that still Umachuso Bakol Mashallah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has complete control. His kingdom is over everything. It's even down here in this world. We just don't see him sitting on the throne, but he has complete control over everything. Bakol Mashallah, his control is over everything. Another way to look at this pasuk, this is in Ha'aros HaTfila, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world from the Shemayim, meaning what would see, he hides behind nature, what it looks like he's running it through the rules of nature, so to speak. He sets his throne up in the Shemayim, ruling things from over there, but his effect and his memshala reaches all down over everything. Bakal mashallah, his reign is over everything. That's how it is right now. However, in the future, Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz V'Yomu V'Goyim Hashem Malach. There will come a time in the future where even the Shemayim and the Aretz, this world, this earth, will rejoice, dance, sing, break forth in happiness, because they'll experience the revelation of Hashem even down here in this world. It won't just be that His throne is in Shemayim and the effect of His kingdom is down here in this world, but this world will be rejoicing over experiencing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's being clear and obvious even down here. V'yomu v'goyim, even the goyim are going to say Hashem Malach. Now, it's not just that they're going to recognize that Hashem is king now. Malach is in past tense. The goyim are going to say Hashem was always the melech. They're going to realize that He was there behind everything. Everything that ever befell us and all the different nations of the world, He was running the show the entire time, and the final coming of the Gula is going to show them that. They're going to see how everything tied together in a way that this was all planned to begin with, and they'll be able to say that always it was that Hashem Malach. Now, this next line is not actually a pasuk anywhere. When it says Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vayed, is not a pasuk anywhere. It's pieces of pasukim put together into one sentence. In other words, we'll have a pasuk that will have the phrase Hashem Melech in it, which is Hashem is Melech now, in the present. We see how He's Melech now. We have a pasuk which refers to Hashem as Malach in the past. We have a pasuk that says Hashem Yimloch Le'olam. So here in Pesukim Zimmer, those three phrases are being put together into one line that expresses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hayahova Vihia. He was, is, and always will be, which is being stressed over here, shown over here in this pasuk, that Hashem Melech is now, Malach is in the past, and Yimloch L'Olam Va'ed is in the future from then on. Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed, Avdu Goyim Me'artzo. That there will come a time when the final Gula comes, that Hashem will then be Melech in a, and I'll stay like that forever. Avdu Goyim Me'artzo. So what does that phrase mean? So one thing that I saw in that, in the Sefer Ha'aros HaTfila, he says that when it says Goyim over here, standard Goyim, when it just says plain Goyim, so often that will be referring to Amalek, the most evil nation, the nation that stands for rebelling against Hashem. And we know they eventually will be completely obliterated. The Pasuk says in Parshas Balak about Amalek, Reshis Goyim Amalek. So Stam Goyim is referring to Amalek. So over here when it says Avdu Goyim Me'artzo, Amalek will be eradicated from the land when that final Gula comes. That's why Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed. Another pshat of Dugoyim Me'artzo is that when Mashiach comes, there'll no longer be separate countries and nations. All of the world will be one unit, referred to as Mishpachos Ha'adama, the families of the land, the families on the earth. Everybody together is one unit. It isn't separate countries with separate leaders. Little bit of an intro into this next piece. We have three psukim that are put together. The way that they fall out in Tanakh is like this. I think first you have Hashem Hefir Atas Goyim Hini Machshavos Amim, and the next pasuk is really skip over one is Atas Hashem LaOlam Tamon Machshavos Libo Dover Dor. But in Pesukei Dezim, they throw in the middle of those two psukim a pasuk from Mishlei. Rabos Machshavos Believe Ish VaAtas Hashem He Takum, and we'll have to see why next week why they put that pasuk right there in between those two. But we'll say we'll start a little bit already now. Hashem Hefir Atas Goyim. Hashem annuls the plans of the Goyim. Heini Machshavos Amim. Heini is he withholds them even from their Machshavos, even from their plans. Rabos Machshavos believe Ish V'Atas Hashem Hitakum. So when it comes to man, individual man, so we say about them, Rabos Machshavos believe Ish. Man has a lot of plans. We do have a lot of thoughts in our own head, and we have free will to choose. But V'Atas Hashem Hitakum, which is the thing that ends up happening, that ends up being successful, that ends up taking place, that's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen. That's true about each individual. When it comes to the Goyim, though, and nations, they don't have even the ability to plan. That's what we were saying in the pasuk before. Hashem Hefir Atas Goyim, not only the Eitzah, the final decision and the outcome and the following through of that decision, does Hashem annul, but also Heini Machshavos Amim, he even withholds them from the planning. He actually holds the reins from the beginning. Nations, countries on a whole, he doesn't even give them the freedom to think for themselves. Then he takes over even from the beginning. I guess because the course of the world, like the history of the world, what's happening amongst the nations has such massive ramifications that he doesn't give that over to them at all. He might give individuals free will, but not complete countries. Over there, he takes over even from the part of the Machshavos, not only from the part of the Eitzah. Okay, we'll pick up over here.